Blimey. Hey.
If we were in the Sherlock Holmes world, would mm-hmm. you be Holmes or Watson, or would I be Holmes or Watson? See, this is a very difficult question.
Watson is a doctor.
Yeah.
Which makes me think he may more pertain because you're into medicine more.
True. I believe, in Western medicine.
But you also care more. So maybe I'd give up on the case.
Like, true. And I feel like I'm quite more like fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. There's always like a scene in the Sherlock Holmes movies or any movies like that where they are running and they have to run through like a masquerade ball, or the killer's there somewhere behind a mask. They'll get swept up in the festivities. Why don't we just have one drink, Watson?
Well, no, that's Sherlock Holmes is like that.
But he's on the case at the same time, though. Like, he's doing that while also like knocking 10 dudes out while seeing the next 20 moves.
See, I've got it. Yeah, you would be Sherlock Holmes. I would be Watson, because Watson's like pretty straight arrow until you get him drunk.
Yeah.
Then he's about having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like, hey, try this.
Yeah. But then also Sherlock does do like, oh, he's been in his room for 3 days. What's he doing? And then like, oh, he's doing like Himalayan throat music.
Jared's new hobby. Okay, we've solved the case, Holmes.
How white can you get? Solved the case, Holmes.
Oh, welcome back. Episode 74. 74?
Mm-hmm.
No, 73.
73. It has. It's been a while. We were away. I forgot to mention. No, I did. We mentioned it beforehand. Before we did it, we mentioned that we were going to be away.
Mm.
And then you did send me a message saying, should we let people know that we're away? And I said, yep, I'll do it. And then I just proceeded not to. And I looked at it today. I was sending you a message about something else. And then I was like, oh, my last message from Andy was like, yeah, should we do this? And I said, my answer was like, yes, I will do it. And then honestly, I don't remember replying to that message, nor do I remember even having a thought about it afterwards.
Well, you can't beat last year's disc golf shot that we had, that, and it was like, episode's going to be out next week because we're away.
Yeah.
So I like to take that win. I'm like, yeah, you just couldn't top the photo. That's what it was.
Exactly. That's all it was. But yeah, I did venture down south, but the weekend started earlier. So I went down south on the Sunday, but on Saturday I had a stag do.
This is right. Yeah. Fuck. How'd you pull up?
So stag do was good. Stag do was really good time. We rocked up. It was my cousin's stag do. Rocked up to the uncles. It was very, like, they were all, I was the outsider. Mm. So it was like a firm group of friends.
Yeah.
And I was the cousin.
Yeah.
Which is sweet, though, because we're all the same age kind of thing. And it was a real good, like, of course his friends are going to be good people.
Mm.
And maybe I met a few of them, but, like, it would have just been on the piss sometime and passing at, like, a flat party or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got straight into the beers and on a bus, and we were heading out to paintball. And this is like in the morning.
Where are you, by the way?
I was in Te Atatū at this point.
So, oh, okay. So still in Auckland, not having traveled.
No, it was all around it. Auckland.
Yeah.
And then got on the bus. Everyone was like, I kind of realized on the bus when I was like, hell yeah, morning buzz. And everyone was like, what? And then.
Yeah.
And I was quickly like, oh.
Yeah.
Are we pulling this bus over? Because I'm going to piss my pants. Everyone was like, no, we're all good, man. Like, we had to say like a beer or two kind of thing. I was like, fuck. Like, I slammed like nearly half a dozzy before we left. And
oh, no.
Because I was so excited.
Yeah, well,
I was so excited.
What do you mean? That's like standard stag do etiquette.
But I also, there's been a group chat about this whole thing. And apparently it was mentioned in the group chat, like, don't load up. We'll have a couple of beers early, but don't load up because we're kind of going into a longer bus ride straight away. But when the group chat was going off, I was doing a council inspection at work, I remember. And I went to mute the chat for an hour, and then I just muted it for good, and I never checked it again. and I missed everything. Shocker. And I rocked up to owing people money and like.
but that doesn't surprise me at all. You forgot on like a one-on-one message of what I'd sent you. Mm. Let alone a group chat.
It's getting worse, man. Yeah. My forgetting's getting worse. And then, oh, dude, when I say that I needed to piss, like, I've needed to wee before. I'm sure everyone on earth has.
I know where you're going with this. And I've been there once, maybe twice before in my life as well. Yeah.
This was up the back.
Yeah.
Throbbing. Like I'm aware of wees being made in the kidneys that might be wrong or something. but I sent the lady a message and I said, if I get a UTI from holding in this wee for so long, do not be shocked. Okay. Because my...
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
My back was so sore, like I had a genuine muscular complaint. But eventually got out, sprinted straight into Woodhill Forest as soon as we parked up, let this wee out, gushed it. And then, sorry. But then as soon as I let it out, I was waiting for that feeling of like, ah...
Still pain. Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, man. Like, this is, I feel like there may be a little bit of damage done here. Short lived. Yeah. Felt pretty good, like, fucking 20 minutes later. But for a second there, I was like,
Did you time it as well?
Here we go.
You know, those ones that you're like absolutely busting for, and you're like, fuck, this is, I'm going to hit the minute mark.
Oh, it was one of those ones where I was like, and that's a normal wee still going, and that's two wees. And then.
I have double weed.
Yeah, I have weed for three, please. And like I was weeing, and then as I was weeing, yeah, like I said, like my freaking kidneys were aching and my back was sore. And at no point did I feel like I was letting wee out. So for the whole start of the day, I just had this like weird feeling of being like full of piss and like having a sore back. And then
you're hitting the kidneys by a paintball.
Oh, then we get there, and then like you got to be a... No disrespect to paintball, but I'm about to disrespect it. And
sorry, you've prefaced it by saying yeah. No disrespect. It's like there's no offense, people.
Yeah. No offense, but you're an asshole. Like, wait, what? Well, you did say it. But to work, like to take your, like the young folk that work at the paintball place that are so enthusiastic about it, like.
Yeah.
What cool that you've found your niche. I guess I'll dress it that way. Cool that you've found your niche. Because Lord knows you'd be lost anywhere else. we get this guy.
Not much transferable skill there, I think. And I don't know how much you're getting paid for that gig.
It's not even that. It's just like the dude that gave us the intro thing, his personality was like, oh, you're a paintball guy.
Yeah.
And he had that like that accent of I go online a lot and I'm kind of English, and he was like, you will all listen to me. Attention.
Like, not how you address a stag do either.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's like, he's like, have you all paintballed before? And then like one of those, like literally like one of those guys. And then we were all like, yeah, like we've done it a little bit. And he was like you could be louder. The safety stays on. You never point it in the face. And it was like, dude, like this thing isn't real. Like
I get that secondhand embarrassment and cringe, like whenever you're in like an auditorium and they're like, I can't hear you. Yeah. Or like the, you know, someone that you go in for training. Like yeah. I went into this like work permit training when I was in the city. And again, good on you for being enthusiastic, but like it was for how to fill out a hot works permit. Yeah. For a day long training. And it was just like, oh man, I just got secondhand embarrassment. I was just like,
did you ever get those talks in high school where those dudes would come in from like youth town or something like that? And they'd bust in, they'd be like, touching girls is no, unless they say yes. And they'll be like, my name is Dominic, and I used to get bullied and wedgied for having skin tags, but now I'm cool. And then he'd be like, hands up if you've been bullied. And everyone would be like, I'm going to put my fucking hand up, I'll get a wedgie for it.
Someone throws an apple at him.
And then he's like, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you were here last year. Like,
dope. Right on.
Yeah, you put weight on.
He's going through a divorce. Sorry. Sorry, Dominic.
God, imagine, it must be so terrifying, though, going to like a thing of like high, like a boys' high school of like a group of guys that are all chummy and just ready to roast at all times.
Exactly. And why are you going in with that energy?
Yeah.
Like,
does anyone know how to put on one of these? And he's got like a condom. And you're like, dude, that thing's been in your wallet for 6 years. Chuck it out. But yeah, that was my thoughts on the paintballing guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm and he right kind of gives us like the whole 411, gets us all hyped, doesn't get us all hyped. And then we were like, yeah, sweet. Let's just kind of get into it. We put the rags on and whatever. Mine's got a fucking, the whole gooch has been ripped out of it. So my meat and veg exposed because like I didn't think that we would be getting overalls. I wasn't sure of like what the play was for it. So I wore my painting clothes for the house because it was like, who cares, it gets paint on it.
Mm.
And that smart. Was short shorts and like a t-shirt that had like holes in it kind of thing. So, yeah, very exposed. And then, yeah, we kind of ripped a paintball, played a few games. Dude, we pwned some people because we had to sit around for an hour. And then we were like, what are we waiting for? Let's just get into it. And they were like, oh, we're going to merge you with other groups. Which is, I don't want to do that.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that either. It's like same with golf or something like.
Yeah. Don't partner me up. Like, I know it's easier for you logistically, but one, we partnered up with a 12-year-old birthday party.
Oh God.
And the other thing was it completely overcrowded the map.
Yeah.
And they were like, 3, 2, 1, go. And you see like,
oh, fuck.
No shit. There was a guy beside me that had like ammo belt, like 12-year-old kid. Maybe he was a little bit older because he kind of like was the alpha of the group. He was maybe like the 14-year-old brother or something. But he had like, he had his own personalized helmet.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, had like the double trigger thing.
Yeah.
And you know, when that's going on, it's like, you'll be working here soon enough. Yeah. And then he was like, you know, we are a fortress. Like, someone run for the flag. And then like, you drags me, come with me. And I was like, off. And scram, dweeb. But then he was
turn
like,
turn around and shoot him.
Yeah, fuck, you're off. Out. And he, and I was just chilling behind a barrel. And he's like,
I could see you like parked out, like sitting on
dude,
the
I was cross legged.
Sitting in the dirt, like
cross legged in the pine needles, safety on.
Well, time for a smoko break.
Go win the war. Go team.
Lay out a little napkin.
Every so often, just go yellow base. And but no, this dude grabs me.
No yellow flag.
Drags me over to cover. And then he was like, okay, cover me. And I was like, sweet, dude. And then he just stood up, unloaded like 100 bullets or like fucking heat, unloaded his whole hopper. And then he just got like, comes back down. His whole visor just splattered. Headshots don't count though, luckily.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
so you did not cover him.
And he goes, I've made a critical error. And I was like, what happened? He's like, I'm out of ammo. I was like, it's the start of the first game. We've got 5 to play today. And he was like, it's okay. And then just like, reloads, back into it. And then rolls out of cover. And I was like, later, dude. All right. And then,
Jesus.
Just kamikazes it. At this point, I'm facing the wrong direction. And I was like, oh, I'll get involved. Hung my hand over the barrel and just shot into the distance.
Like, just one every like 7 seconds. Just shooting everywhere.
Just one of those like periscopes that looked over the top, but it was just like a real like willy-nilly hand holding a gun. Fuck, I could have been shooting straight up in the air for all I know. But I was just like, dude, I just don't want to get hit.
I can see you like parked up with like a submarine mirror. Yeah. Just like extended over the barrel. Yeah, like,
I'm just playing Angry Birds. But it got to the point where it was like, someone was like, yo, we're actually close to clutching the dub here. And I was like, all right, my time to shine. Ran up, hid behind another barrel, and then just got
back down.
I was like, I have a fantastic angle. Just got smoked in the ass. Oh. And I was like, what? Turns out my caboose was hanging out the back end. I walked out. I was one of the last ones in the first game. I was like, oh, sweet.
Oh, yo, so it was...
It was capture the flag, like
hit and you're out. You know, no rolling subs or whatever it's called.
At that point, it was
all right. Nice, fuck
yeah. And then we went into like a zombies versus humans mode, where the humans have like a slow spawn cooldown time. So like they have to go chill at the back for like a couple of minutes, but zombies can just got to run to the back fence, touch, and you can get into it.
Mm.
But the way it's set up is that there's like a whole lot of cover closer to the human side, and then if you're a human, the aim of it, the guy said, was to like just push forward until you've completely used all the cover, and then just keep pounding the zombies as they run and come back, and then eventually with 5 minutes to go they say no more respawns, and then you just run them out of numbers, which is what we did. Our team, we didn't lose a single thing.
But that sounds like shit if you're a zombie.
Yeah, but you do both, you get a chance at being both.
Yeah, but fuck that. Yeah. Why do I wouldn't want to just run at a team that has the cover.
Well, you're meant to push them off, because the zombies, you've got so much more respawn, because if you shoot if you shoot a human, they have to go out for a lot longer, so that's your chance to push.
Mm.
And then you take the cover. But
I don't know.
In the end, at this point, he was like, out of bounds is all the way down there. And I was like, sweet, later. Zipped right downhill, parked myself down at the
barrel.
No, I had a mean spot in this. I was like in a little like valley, and I just peered over the rise. And it just got to a point where I was like, yeah, a lot of action's in the middle. And then I'll admit it, I fucking cheated. I shot a dude. He was running back. I gave him 6 in the back for good luck.
Fucking zombie.
Yeah, I gotta make sure you're dead. And then
double tap,
flipped over, got to the I became a zombie, like my team became a zombie, got the comeuppance. At this point I was getting low on ammo, and I hung around the back, and like a gatherer foraging for berries, I was just picking up stray bullets off the ground, which they said was the number one rule, because it'll jam your gun.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it, man. I don't want to pay $30. So I was just chucking them in, biffing them at people, throwing pine cones as distractions.
Yeah, those are grenades.
Yeah, yeah. That was the cool thing about it, was that everyone on the stag do was like between 25 and 30, all COD players. So you just hear like, tingle sucker! And then someone, cool. Yeah. And then it got to the point where I was like, yeah, fuck it, man. I'm going to get real involved for this one as a zombie. Got smoked.
Yeah.
I got obliterated. But we ended up actually doing quite well. And I was like, oh, we're really losing this game. All of a sudden, we do this huge push. And I was like, okay, if we can get to that last line of cover, then they have nothing.
Mm.
So this was my like hero moment.
Nice.
As to say, I had to cross like a no man's land to get behind this tomb, which would be the ultimate cover. And then from there, we could just pick them off. And I run to the tomb, get there. You know, at this point, I'm like 15 meters ahead of the rest of the team. And I'm giving them the whole like, we're good to go.
Yes.
But then I turn behind me and I have run past the front member of their team. And it is this little boy crying.
Oh, real.
Borderline crying, I'll say. But he is fearful. He knows he's surrounded. So I give him 3. 3 in the chest. He stands up, goes, fuck this, and then walks off. And then I got pelted in the knuckles like 4 times.
Well, yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, that's me. But then from there, because I got that ground, the team pushed and we clutched the dub in an unlikely victory.
Nice.
And then I just got, we went to pubs and shit after that, got hammered, ended up ended up on K Road.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever play paintball again. To be fair, I've had way too many, and I'm not going to go through it now, but I've too many occasions where I've just been absolutely throttled and it just doesn't seem enjoyable anymore.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it as like a teenager. I don't know if it was more, I was more fearless. I didn't care about the pain.
My want to hurt others isn't outweighing
that
the want.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I don't know. And then just like Jordan Stagg do where we all lined up. Like
yeah, ran the gauntlet.
But it was a shit gauntlet and they brought like more people in to shoot at us. And it was yeah. like, it was like 30 people long. It was just like ridiculous. And
I was asking someone, a guy that like lived out that way where we went. And I was like, oh, I've done that one before. He's like, bro, have you read the Google reviews for that place?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And he was like, it's rogue as fuck.
Yeah, it is. It's like a fucking no man's land.
It's in a paddock.
I know, it's fucked.
It was funny as though. But yeah, I ended up crawling into bed between 2:30 and 3. And then like Homer Simpson, when he just lays his head down and goes, whoop, time to get up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was up before 6 again.
Oof.
We were heading out to the airport. It was flying down to Queenstown.
How was the flight? Did you pull up all right? You always do though, right?
Yes. So I kind of like... There was head noise. There was head noise. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I felt good at the start because I woke up and I was like, holiday time. Hell yeah.
Mm.
Then I got to the airport and it was like, oh, a lot's happening. It's bright. I completely forgot all my carry-on. All I had on me was an eye mask and my AirPods in my pocket.
An eye mask?
To cover my eyes.
Oh, fuck. We've been through this again.
Yeah.
Every time you say eye mask, I'm thinking like iPhone, iPods, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Apple eye mask.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had my eye mask and then, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, kind of fucked that up. Got on the plane. And at this point, I was starting to feel a little bit sorry for myself. I was tired, not sickly at all. Like, that was all good, but just down and out and thinking, like, God, I don't want to be on this fucking plane.
Yeah.
And when you're in a good mood, the flight to Queenstown is so short.
Yeah.
When you're in a bad mood, it is like flying to friggin' Dubai. I was restless. I was like, okay, sweet. Well, I'll put my music on shuffle and I'll get something to, you know, it'll zone me out for a bit and I'll just have a snooze. I get served up a shit sandwich straight away.
Oh.
Coldplay starts playing. And not the happy sell out the gigs Coldplay. I'm talking like season finale of Grey's Anatomy, make you tear up kind of Coldplay.
No.
All sorts of things are running through my head at this point. I'm sitting there, I'm like, this plane's going down. That's it. Mum's dead. Fucking. You know, when you just start listening to music and then you're just like mourning people that are still alive. And you're like, God, if I die, what would my friends say about me? God, I've done nothing. Fuck, getting real existential with it.
Yeah, that might be the most real chat I think I've ever heard. you know when you're in a bad mood and you're driving as well and yeah. the music comes on and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. And this was just on... This was on a come down of, but in my head I was like, you know, oh well, Jerry, you had a good one. It ain't gonna be much longer now, boy. And then I get served up some banana bread.
Oh
yeah, can't stomach it. That gets tucked into the seat in front of me.
You're like headphone off. Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I got upgraded.
Yeah, headphones back on.
Yeah. Fuck my life. But then it gets to a point where I'm like, all right, I'm leaning way into this. I'm going to freaking steer into the skid here. I'm on the fray. How to save a life. Oh. Here we go. Where did I go wrong? I've got all air cons on me because I'm sweating bullets. Yeah. But then, yeah.
Damn. Careful of those downward spirals, though.
Yeah, but fuck, man. Like, when you're in it, and like my thoughts were like, let's just feel this. Your body wants it. Let's just feel this for a while. And you know, like, it's like after having like a good cry or a good sook afterwards, you're like, I'm all feeled out. I cannot feel anything but happy now. So when I got off the plane, I was just buzzing.
Fuck yeah. It's not a bad way to look at it. Like, you know, yeah, like you have have that real down moment, but you like turn into the skid and then it's like all done.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Like when it happens, then like after a while you're like, huh, I just don't feel as enthusiastically sad about it as I was before.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
and music's
passed.
Got a real big
oh, yeah.
thing to play.
Oh, yeah.
That. Especially like, like go-to songs for like when you're sad, because then all of the other times you were sad also like combine.
Yeah. But yeah, we pretty much got to Queenstown. The Queenstown was sick, man. I went fucking delve into like every day. We shredded, snowboarded.
Some powder.
Yeah. Oh, we actually got stuck in a whiteout for 2 days, which was pretty gnarly. We got stuck around the other side.
I had plenty of powder too.
Nice.
Different story, but.
Yeah. Not.
We'll go there later.
Yeah. And then, better than that, no, it was fucking sweet, man. You know what those holidays are like. It's very up early, hit the mountain, down, beers, snow orientated.
I only know secondhand, but.
Yeah. But no, it was fucking sweet. Nice. Got a 90-minute massage. That was wicked.
Yeah.
So we was, yeah, I was kind of talking
full
about
body.
It. Yeah, full body. Walk in, and I, you know, you always size up the lady doing your massage first. but first thing I see when I walk in, and this lady says, you know, jump in, delts. She's built.
True.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Cracks the knuckles.
Yeah. Sit down, sir, she says.
Come in, dread it. Whoa, gee. Excuse me. Okay. I just tripped over my own tongue.
But yeah, she's built. And then I was like, all right, thank you.
Like a kayak racer.
Yes. Renowned for their delts.
Yeah.
Are they?
Where's your delts?
Shoulders.
Again? Yeah, shoulders and traps, right? Yeah.
I don't know, kayak races.
Look at Lisa Carrington's fucking shoulders, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Lisa Carrington.
Not shoulders. Rowers. Kayak, you know, like the forward kayak.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Holy shit. She looks like Anton Leonard Brown.
Buzzy, eh?
She's stacked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's who you want massaging you. In a respectful way, Lisa. Just saying.
Just, yeah.
Like, she got muscle in all the right places.
Shout out to Lisa Carrington of Delts. Mm. But, yeah. Lay in the bed. Electric blanket.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if we went to the same place, because mine was like that.
More than likely.
Mm.
More than likely. And then they start getting into their work. I drift off. I'm in and out of consciousness for 90 minutes. And at the end, I am head to toe in oil, electric blanket, and I'm starting to think, shit, it's getting real hot in here.
Yeah.
And then I'm on my back. It's running off my forehead, and I'm very conscious of, like, this lady can probably see me breaking out in, like, a wicked sweat right now. Damn, like, you've got delts. Wipe my head.
But then, I know what you mean, because when you're down there and you go for a massage, like, they overcompensate for how cold it is, right?
It's, I wasn't like, cold to begin with, like, just
but like inside. Generally, like, winter down in the south, right, it's cold, so they, like, automatically, just in, like, a waiting room, the temperatures, they're already blasting heat, and then they, like, try to heat up the actual rooms, and then...
Yeah, but I heat up under a sheet like that. Yeah. Like, I run warm.
I can't wear a beanie for too long.
Like, oh, no. No. But yeah, and then it ends, and she was like, okay, like, I'm going to shoot out of the room. I'll give you a second to get clothed. Oh. I peel the sheets off me, and there is a perfectly sized Jared outline of sweat, full body across all the sheets. Said to the lady, I was like, do you sweat like a fucking pig through that? And she was like, no, it was really cozy. She can sleep with an electric blanket and Odeon, no issues. But yeah, I freaking cooked. Like, I was good to eat in about 20 minutes.
But isn't it, like, I swear there must be some sort of, like, medical thing where, like, women are usually colder than men. Because most of the guys, like...
Yeah, there's got to be something in that.
Like, it's... everyone I talk to, right? Girls are usually colder and they, like, fully rugged up.
And no then, boyfriends. Let me put my feet on you.
Yeah. And whereas, like, the guy is like just needs a sheet and maybe like socks.
I'll hang a leg out and keep it below the nipple line.
Yeah, there's got to be something scientific, but yeah, medical in
there. Yeah, like I was saying, it was fucking nice because I was genuinely sore from like a couple of days of snowboarding and everything to do all that. Got away, no injuries until
nice.
Literally the second half of the last day on the mountain.
No.
I didn't, it's not a bad injury, like I'm fine, but I said to Ryan, I was like, I'm fatiguing, I can tell. And you can tell, like, it's really easy when you're snowboarding to tell when you're fatiguing. Every little turn you do, you might catch an edge a little more. You're starting to fall. The tricks aren't landing. All your little ollies and 180s and everything like that. And then there was a rail that I'd been hitting pretty, like, I hadn't fucked up on it yet.
Mm.
And I was kind of saying, like, all right, well, this is like one of my last runs. I'm just going to. I looked at the rail, and then in a moment of like, Jesus, take the wheel, I blinked and I was just approaching the rail. And I was like, damn, like, your run up and the way you set up for the rail is important. You have to hit it on the right line, otherwise you're just going to skid out on it.
Mm.
And that is exactly what I did. Ooh. And I landed on it, 50-50'd it, and then you kind of go like ollie off it. But as I ollied off it, my weight was distributed poorly and I pushed my board off the rail slipped back, missed the rail luckily, but just back slammed on the ice on the landing pad and just went, and my brother said it looked pretty gnarly from the top, but I think more funny than anything.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it sucked because I was like, oh, I actually had a pretty good run. And then just that last bit was like, all right, Jared, like you knew to listen to your body before this. Let's hang up the phone. Let's call it a day.
There's nothing worse than like people laughing at you when you eat shit. Not because like you're in pain, but because you know that it probably is funny as fuck.
Oh, yourself, yeah.
But you're in pain, so at the time you can't like wrap your head around that.
Oh, how quickly I just got up and carried on.
Yeah, get away from here.
Yeah. If no one, like, God, I hope no one saw it as there's like a chairlift going over.
You're on the big screen. It's like, wipe out.
Yeah. Who's the nerd?
Just like playing it like.
Let's get another angle of that cotton.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah, how are you?
I'm good, man. Where to begin? So the night before you had the stag do, I went out. I watched The Wires with Ryan, and Dirty Mike and the boys flicked me a message like, what are you up to?
Mm.
And I was like, not much. We've got a buy. Let's go out. So I went around to their flat in Ponsonby and then ended up going out K Road and stuff and having a good time and ended up back at the flat. It's starting to get late and then we're like, oh, casino? All right, sweet. So we left the flat at 4 a.m. to go to the casino.
Nice.
Not knowing that they stopped serving drinks at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Somehow the three of us absolutely cockeyed and still got through the bouncers.
Hell yeah.
Got over to the pokies, slapping away. And I walked away with $450 win.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, she paid for my evening. So I said, see you later, fellas. Walked out of the casino.
Thank you for the night.
Yeah.
Slid them a fiver.
No, they only gave me 50. So I was like, damn. And I wonder if it was a play because I couldn't put 50 into the machine.
Were you on a high rolling machine?
I don't know. I'm sure you could probably go and exchange it or something. I don't know. I couldn't even see straight. I didn't know what I was probably slapping the buffet at that point. Like,
so, why aren't you working? Yeah. This lady's like, get off me.
So I was like, fuck it. And then caught the Uber ride home just to see the sunrise.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. A beautiful sunrise over the Tierra 2 motorway.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck. And then I woke up like 3 p.m. and I was like, what the fuck just happened? It was so weird, like waking up and then like, you know, like just get situated and the sun starts going down again and you're like, whoa, what the weird old weekend, man. And then, I put it down to that. I ended up getting crook airs. It's flu season.
So yeah.
A lot of people getting sick.
Yeah, it's the planes.
I didn't go on a plane. At least I didn't think I did. And so I ended up having like 3 days off work last week just. Crockheads, you probably hear it in my voice a bit.
Yeah, samesies.
And then, this weekend, fuck. We had top of the table clash. My football team unfortunately lost, first loss of the season.
Boo.
Which was really disheartening. I was pretty fucking angry, to be honest. Not at my players, just just the situation, and I won't go into
just
it.
At the football gods.
Yeah, just I won't bore you guys with it. But I was just really pissed off. I've had time to chill out, and I'm looking forward to it. We're still top of the table, you know, still one hand on the trophy. It's okay. Just lubed it up a bit. It's a little bit slippery though now. So
that's it. Like I said, you got to get a bit of adversity. A clean run's cool, but like, yeah. I don't know, watch The Blind Side or something. You need some travesties before you.
Yeah, so it's it'll be good though. Like I said, the script is written. I can't wait for our next game. But yeah, apart from that, bro, it was nice. Oh, they've finally finished the bathroom in the house, the flat where I'm staying.
Oh, sweet.
So I've got my own bathroom.
Finally do a poo?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of going downstairs and like into their ensuite every morning. Yeah. That was not a soundbite. That was
off the dome. That was a freestyle fart. Oh, damn.
Oh, bro, did you see the pictures of Waiwera?
No.
The hot pools?
Well, like, what is it?
Waiwera, if you're white as, is getting bowled down now. Like, mm-hmm. It's been out of business for a while. I'll show you the saved post. Fuck, I can't find it. And it looks like something out of a horror film or like a.
Oh, like I love pictures of like deserted like theme parks or something like that.
Yeah, it's like or something
like a ruin.
Like someone got like kidnapped and they like held them there. You know, it looks like it's so fucking weird, but it's like eerie because you know the place.
Yeah, cool COD map.
Like looking at like Bob's Mistake. Like
I never been there.
What?
No, I went to Paraguay.
God damn.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, what? So this is not going to... You're not going to even... How do you even find safe shit?
Oh, I always wanted to go there, but wasn't allowed. I don't know how you find safe shit.
Take the wheel. I need to find this.
All right. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I bet it looks weird. Yeah, I don't know. We always went to Paraguay, which... From what I've heard, Waiwera was the place to be. Paraguay was good for poos in the pool and putting a whole rugby team down the two slides that they had. And you clogged it up. There was one time we clogged the whole thing up with our rugby team. And then one guy, this guy called Eric, he was at the front and he came out the tunnel first at the end of it where you go into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And just 25 dudes piled on top of him. He got pushed to the bottom of the pool, came up, one side of his face was just completely grated. And yeah, it was just like, oh, play on. But yeah, he freaking like ripped his freaking cheek open because he got pushed straight down. And then, like I said, people do Code Browns in those pools all the time. Like it was to not get like syphilis in your face or something after that. I don't know how it works. But yeah, disgusting.
There you go. This would be
Give me a look.
It would be a good COD map.
Oh, Bob's Mistake.
You can't say it like that if you don't know what it is. It's basically Bob's Mistake was a slide that like just went straight down, but then like it feels like it just cut off halfway down because they didn't finish the slide, but you just like drop into the pool. I believe
that is pretty wild.
Right.
Pretty wet and wild.
Boy.
Sorry.
Yeah, RIP, man. There was a lot of good times at that place growing up. It just looks weird. Anyone that grew up on the coast, go have a look at those photos on NZ Herald. It's hectic.
I'd like to make this a regular thing. So people send them in if you have any ideas, but the game is basically overrated or underrated. I'm going to give Andy some things. I have my thoughts about these things written down here. Andy, you tell me if you think they're overrated and underrated and a brief description on why you think so.
I'm ready.
There is no limits to what you can send in. You can send them in at any time and we will go through them. And then the funniest ones are the ones that we think that might be the most thought provoking. We will read out. I'll put a post up or something about it. The first one I have for you, Andy, do you think Amish people overrated or underrated?
Underrated. Man, they got skills like without any electrical tools and things like that. Like that's some serious skill.
Nice. For me, I went overrated. For my reasoning, it's hard to trust someone that doesn't know how to turn a PlayStation on. And it's like, there's fear.
Oh, you're going that deep.
There's fear in, like, I don't know what you know, and I also don't know what you don't know. Like, I just don't know where you're at as a human.
And it's quite cultish, yeah. I can see where you're coming from.
Beard with no mustache, always weird.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with underrated. I think some of the skills that they have with the tools that they have, both with farming and construction and all that sort of stuff, is pretty impressive.
With the Amish, because at one point in time, that's how everyone lived. Did they just go like, oh, this is the fucking golden era? And like, we're not changing either.
It's like you play a video game and like they split off, like one stays where it is and then they continue another game.
Yeah, someone that just never, like, you just never do missions after that. You're just happy staying where you are.
You're just happy playing Halo 2 for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Okay, the next one I have for you, skydiving.
Overrated. Who wants to hurdle to their death with a fucking bit of cloth hanging on? I was looking for the word there. I don't want a backpack with a cloth held by strings being the thing that keeps me from falling to my death. No, thank you.
I went underrated just because...
We're going to disagree on this whole list.
Just because for logistical reasons, it may be something I never do. So I would like to... I consider it very cool.
I don't know.
Tried to do it.
Don't know why.
I contacted my ear, nose, and throat guy and said, I sent him an email, right? This is the surgeon that operated on me when I was younger, a dozen times. And I sent him an email. I said, hey, it's Jared. You might be familiar with me. Can I go skydiving? Never replied. And I said to Dad,
Doc.
I said to Dad, I was like, cop Nick, who Dr. Nick, who didn't reply. He actually was Dr. Nick. Dad was like, I don't think that a specialist is going to give you medical advice after not seeing you for 12 years.
Yeah.
Over the email.
Fair enough.
Wait. The email.
This, before we continue, this ties on really well to Andy's Baffles.
Oh, Andy's Baffles?
Yeah. I can't remember what I was watching, but this baffled me, right? Like doctors and dentists, right? When they're finished, they give you lollipops.
Yeah.
Right? Which are bad for you.
Yeah.
Which in turn give them repeat business.
They're all in cahoots.
What the fuck?
What, a hairdresser's in on it too?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, just, I don't know. Well, maybe it makes your hair go gray and they're going to have to dye it. Who knows?
Tell you what, Andy, it feels like the whole world's clipping a ticket and we're missing out.
Yeah, I'm going to start handing out lollipops. No, I'm not. That's what. Scratch that. Back to the quiz.
All right. Overrated or underrated? Origami.
I'm going to say highly underrated. There's fucking... that. I've tried origami. I've done a few... I've done it a few times. It's difficult to do. Like, I think as like a young kid or like tween, I want to say. Like,
twinks, yeah.
Back when I was a twink. You know, like look at videos and like I still remember how to make like a samurai hat. I think it's underrated. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I also have underrated. My old, scaly, withered, most likely arthritis riddled hands when I get older will never be able to pull off the depth that's needed to construct those things. Also, have you seen like the world champ origami stuff?
No, I haven't delved that far.
Have I got something for you? How do you pull up Google Chrome on this thing?
Wait, give me another one while you're searching this thing.
Game of Thrones.
Oh. Now, well, this is a tricky one. I've not read the books, so I feel like that's a big part in the question. To whether it's underrated and overrated, because people would compare the books to the TV series. I have watched the TV series. I watched it, I think, last year.
Look, an armadillo.
That's paper.
So is this dragon. Dragon my balls.
But at what point does that become like paper mache? Like, are they sticking multiple bits together? Or is
that's
that,
what I mean. I'm not going like to sit here and pull up a video, but it's got to be folds and tucks.
Is that like one bit of A4 paper, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have the logistics on the world champs of origami, but if you just give me a minute.
Wait, back to Game of Thrones. Oh, I thought it was extremely good. I thought for a long time that it was overrated, but I actually hadn't seen it yet, so that's probably where that came from.
Yeah.
Because I'm not usually a fan of something that like takes the world by storm, and then I like to be like, nah, yeah. Like I
contrarian.
Yeah, I prefer this because of this, and like shows that people don't necessarily watch, but I don't think it's either.
Appropriately rated?
I think it's exactly rated. I think it is pretty fucking phenomenal. But, you know, it's... I can't say it's overrated because you should fucking watch it.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, underrated. Like, because everyone fucking loves it.
For me, from where I stand with it, I have it as underrated. Mm. Because a lot of people, a lot of hardcore fans say obviously it petered out at the end and they felt cheated and everything and all of this for nothing. But I only watched up to season 4 or 5, which apparently I've been told is a blessing. Like they said, like it's really like, you know.
See, I enjoyed the entire thing. I think because I watched it later and where I could actually sit down and watch like the entirety of the thing. I think I was off with surgery so I could... I binge watched the entire thing. So it didn't feel like it was getting better or worse. I feel like when you have those waits between season and you're waiting for so long and then it comes out and you're like disappointed or whatever, I didn't get that feeling. But I will say I will start to veer on the underrated side because I'm a massive fan of the storytelling in terms of like how many different stories and stuff were happening at the same time.
It is more of a political drama than it is a fantasy.
Mm.
And they do, like, one thing I've always given Game of Thrones credit for is just as a storyline, like, just as plotline C, like, that'll be in the limelight and then it'll drift into the back and then B will take over and then A will take over C, which takes over that. And just as C looks like it's about to peter out the back, boom, it becomes immediately the most important thing in the storyline again.
Yeah.
And they time it perfectly for, like, what someone's attention span is.
Yeah. I think it's really well done in that regard. So
also, underrated for the hysteria, like you said, the hysteria of what was happening when it was coming out was insane. Like everybody was into it. It was sick. And at the time, like there is so much good TV now. That was like one of the first, like, this is better than movies, like type of thing.
Yeah, I think as well, because they didn't skimp out on like the fantasy side of it. They could have easily just like with say it's kind of spoilers here, but like things like dragons or other monsters and stuff, like they didn't really have to show that.
No,
you know what I mean. But they didn't skimp out. Like when it was getting into that real epic moment, they delivered.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it could have, those bits could have been underwhelming.
Okay, the next one I have for you, turtles.
Underrated, but I want my plastic straws back.
Fair enough. For me, turtles, overrated.
What? Not Franklin.
Cool in the ocean, like, that's cool. But turtles as pets got to be a sucky pet, man. Dude, that thing just doesn't want to be there at all times. It's like, for fuck's sakes, I'm in this box being fed this yuck lettuce all the time.
Yeah,
I can't do any tricks. If I roll on my back, I'm fucked.
Go to that one kid's birthday party and they've got a turtle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Can I touch it? And you're like, oh, dude, yeah, like knock on its shell or something. You lift it up. It's just like reaching around like, where's land? Freaking out. And then you put it back down and it's like, great. It's like hinged on a rock and its feet can't touch the ground. And yeah.
I've got no reasoning for overrated or underrated.
Sweet. Last one, steroids.
I could go real like medical with it, but like there's a lot of steroids are good for certain people and for certain drugs and certain things that certain people need. In that regard, I'd say it's underrated, but the overuse of it in, I don't know, being a gym bro.
Yeah.
For me, is it's overrated.
Sweet. I said underrated just because being jacked is pretty sick.
Like would you actually do it though? Like if you were, that was like your lifestyle, like I guess.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck that. When you get older and stuff, like.
I will 100% be doing like testosterone replacement therapy when I get older. Dude, I assume that I'm going to peter out and have like little, like low count or something like that. Dude, jack me up. I want to feel like this forever.
Fair enough.
Oh yeah, that's overrated or underrated. Overrated. So yeah. All right. Should, like we, wrap, should we put a bow on this thing with some yucks and yums, my friend?
Yeah, man. But yeah, if you guys have any overrated, underrated things, hit us up via Instagram or call in or whatever. Let us know. I do enjoy that. It's a good segment.
All right, Andy, what is your yuck this week?
I've got a couple, but I want to touch on, because we've already touched on one. One is the, like, Warriors streakers, and we've already touched on this, that they had in Napier. They had the same in Hamilton last week.
They got, until the 70th minute, they were great. Great
it,
crowd.
It was, but we were watching the ACC.
Yeah.
And Di Hemwood said something, and I completely agree. If you're going to streak, it should be naked.
Yes.
If you're that's clothed. The
thing, they don't even call them streakers anymore. They're pitch invaders.
Yeah, which is worse, right? Like, because you could be a threat to the, like, if you're running on nude, like, you can see they don't have any weapons on them or something, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's the thing. Like, you run on in your clothes, you're going to get a slap on the wrist and maybe a ban. You run on naked, you get charged for, like, indecent exposure. Do the fucking full Monty, all right? Go to court for it.
But it should be the opposite. If you go on fully...
My bad.
I reckon if you go on fully clothed, then you slap the fucking rule book on them. If they're going on nude, you know.
You got to be a bit of...
$500 fine.
You are the weapon.
Yeah. So, come on, guys. So it's not necessarily about streakers. Just make sure you're nude.
Yeah, get your hogs out.
Yeah.
Or breasts. We're inclusive.
Okay. Let's call that last week's yuck. This week's yuck. It's voting season.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking signs everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Not too many out this way. Definitely back in, like, Massey and that, you'd see them a lot more.
I do not care.
Fair.
Like... just
let me know who.
I don't care who's running for mayor in my area, or
yeah, it's all.
I'll never meet you or never like, you know, get anything from you. I don't care.
There'll be a day in the future where I'll say something that will pique my interests. Yeah, Until then, maybe, but
my targeted ads don't hit me with politics. I don't watch TV like the news.
No, you saw my laptop. It's covered in pork pictures.
Like, the only way that I'm ever going to see any like political like advertisement is when I'm driving home.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off.
My yuck this week is gas stations that don't have the fast flow switch. I may have had this before.
That you purposely use the fast flow.
Fuck yes, I do.
True.
Of course I do.
I used it once and it scared the shit out of me.
It makes it faster.
Yeah, I know, clearly. But
if this is about to be something that is very I am very aware that this is like a privilege, but when I'm sitting at the pump filling up my ute, I don't know. Like this is a company fuel, like, okay, and some people don't have the privilege of being able to sit there and fill their car up and everything because the shit's expensive. But there are times if they do not have a fast flow switch, well, I will get legitimately bored at the pump, and rather than filling up the car, I say that's enough. I'll just come back in a few days, and so I can carry on rather than stand there and see it out. But if they've got a fast flow switch and that thing's going at more than a dollar, like if that thing's just like...
Oh, you get the real slow ones that are like kind of broken.
Dude, and they like, cut off like $2 early and then they just like peter over for that last little bit.
Yeah, I feel that.
Dude, like when you get to a nice one that just goes full flow all the way to the end or like for like the last 5 cents, but when it cuts off like an old school Caltex type jobby where it's like you got to wave out to the person to let you in, you can't freaking do it at the pump or something.
I think that's like social media like brainwashing you. So, because you, if you're on like your phone, it, You need things quick, you know, like you swipe into the next thing and you can't pull out your phone there. You can't vape there. You can't. So you're literally standing.
Do you use your phone there?
No, you're not supposed to use electronics while you pump, while the pump's
going. But they say you need to put your fucking phone on flight mode as well. Surely that's outdated now.
Fair enough.
Well, everyone's got a choice. Oh, well, should we do yums?
We can do. We can do. Mine's, oh, shit. Don't you love that shit? And that comes on, you just
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is good. It's good. That's a cold beer.
My yum this week, very simple, as I am a simple man. The English Premier League is back, baby.
Nice. Oh, how'd Liverpool go?
Came around so quick. 1-1 draw with Chelsea. Mm. That's all right. I'll take it. First game of the season.
Yeah.
Big club come up against. So that's all right. But just the fact that it's come around again so quick, I am just like.
Yeah, it's all go, eh? I'm all the time.
I'm baffled like constantly, like every season that it's like 6 weeks off maximum or something like that. It's ridiculous. But I am a very happy man to see the Premier League back.
Nice.
A lot more bets going down.
My yum this week is really simple as well. Chicken tenders.
Hell yeah.
Up over at the Captain's Cafe up on Cadrona. Now, I'm aware that things on the mountains, they can charge what they want, and they charge you what they want. Everything is so expensive up there because what the hell else are you going to do? But I would rather bite into a nice hot chicken tender than a friggin' muesli bar that's been shoved down my back for half the day.
Mm.
I value the food more than the money.
Yeah.
So, but it's not just the mountain that was providing the good chicken tenders. I think that there has been a general, and this is a major shout out to Teagle, improvement and the at-home ability to cook from frozen chicken tenders, mainly in an air fryer, and still achieve a decent amount of chicken and a nice crumb.
Mm.
I think there has been huge steps in making the everyman able to enjoy a potentially fast food classic without having to take your slippers off. And that's my yum this week.
Fuck yeah.
Chicken tenders.
I love that yum. That is a double yum. Fuck, we really need to do the 105 minutes.
Yeah, I was thinking about it recently.
We should.
I think we just fucking do it, eh? We'll do it.
We'll do it.
So yeah. Anyway, that's episode 73 of Off Topic. Send your overrateds or underrateds in. We want to hear about that. Of course, I will put a post out when I see you next week. I will be a year older, celebrating a birthday later in the week.
God damn, that came around quick as well.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where the year's going. Someone said something about Christmas today. Yeah, I was like,
dude, settle down.
Yeah, very quick.
We haven't even had Easter yet.
Shushed a grown man. I said, you turn around, you go the other way, you come back to me when the summer's here. Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Later.